that you know loves you.
All right.
It's not hard at all.
Amen.
And he loves us.
Thank you, Jesus.
It doesn't make any difference.
Woo.
What we do, he still loves us.
Oh, bro.
He may not like all of it. It may not look good. It may not be what you want to be doing. You may not be in the place where you want to be. Hallelujah. But he loves you. We can't get away from his love. There's a scripture that said you can't go too high or get too low, too far out, too deep in the ocean, that his love, hallelujah, won't overcome us. Ain't that awesome? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just think a minute about Jonah. Hallelujah. Y'all know the story, a familiar story about Jonah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Jonah was called to do a work for God. Didn't want to do it.
Amen.
Didn't want to do it. I wonder how many people out here are called.
Hallelujah.
What God's calling. That's okay. We not gonna stop knocking at your door. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jonah, hallelujah, he turned his back on God. And he tried to run away.
Yes.
Saints, we can't get away from
him. Yeah,
hallelujah. When you don't want him on your tail, you think, oh. But when you get in trouble, you say, yeah, my God, help me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jonah went down in the belly. He was cast eventually into the belly of the whale. And the whale then went down. He's a whale. He go down to the deep part of him. He's a big old dude. He took him way down. There was no help down there. There was no friend. He couldn't call his mama or his daddy. His good buddy friend couldn't contact him. Down in the belly of the whale. But the God that loved him.
Hallelujah.
The God that called
him. Thank you.
Was right there.
Boy.
Isn't that awesome?
Hey.
Ooh, I get chills just thinking about it. Hallelujah. Don't make no difference.
Ooh.
Where we are, what our circumstance is. God is right next to you.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hey, glory.
I praise him. Because I get in trouble every time. And I'm so glad to know I've got a Savior. All power's in his hand. There's no situation or problem he can't fix for you. Because he loves you. He just waiting for us to turn ourselves around. Stand up straight and tall like he made us. Hallelujah. Do what Jonah did. He said, Lord, all right. All right. And God let it be spit out. Hallelujah. Jonah came out, dusted the weeds off of him, stood up straight, and went toward Nineveh. Hallelujah. Saints, let's get up and go do what God has called us to do.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go where he called us to do. There's a dying world. They may be next door. They may be in the back room in your house. Hallelujah. Let's do what God has called us to do.
Yes, yes.
He's called us into this marvelous light.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not just to sing and jump in our seats and look pretty on Sunday. He called us to do a work for him.
Yes.
It's a great work.
Amen.
Come on, shout out our
hey, glory.
When you witness to somebody and tell them about the greatness of Jesus and the love of Jesus, introduce them to this great God that you and I serve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey.
You're snatching them out of hellfire.
Hey.
You're snatching them out. You love them. Snatch them out.
Amen.
I tell them I'm going to see
hey,
go. They're going to be shyer. And people don't always want to hear what you got to say because they are showing up looking at your life.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't living nothing and nobody going to listen to you. They're not going to listen to you. Live a life. Be what the scriptures say. Let your life be an open epistle. Read about me. It is anyway.
Lord,
you say, I'm baptized in the name of Jesus. I've been filled with the Holy Ghost. I got it. I'm going to heaven. But if you're not living nothing, because folks are watching.
Amen. Oh, yes.
Because all you got to do is say, Lord, I'm sorry. And God will take you on in after you're an active fool for 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
He'll take you right on in. But the witness you should have been.
Well.
The chance to pull somebody up out of hell and go into the heavens with you.
Yes.
that witness you could have been by living a life that honored him. How many souls were lost? Don't you know there are rewards in the heavens?
Amen.
The Bible says there are crowns. God's giving out crowns.
Oh, yes.
Soul savers. There is a special crown for soul savers. I don't know what too long ago I learned that. I read it, but it just didn't click. You know how you read stuff. Didn't click. But soul winners. There's a special crown for the soul winners. The pastors that put up with you and me. Don't you know their blood, our blood will be on them if they don't teach the truth?
Right.
Not how you act after he's talked the truth, well, he or she. But that he did teach you the truth.
Hallelujah.
Your blood's on him if he didn't do it.
Amen.
He see you acting and don't say something. There's a crown laid up.
Hallelujah.
All he has to do is what God called him to do. All those that missed him. All we have to do is what God calls us to do. He doesn't require of us more than he calls us.
Jesus.
And the call is to you individually. Mm-hmm. It don't make no difference what somebody thinks you ought to have done. But did you do what your father told you to do?
Amen.
That's how you're going to be judged.
Amen.
Did you do what he told you to do? But they talked so bad and they looked at me and they didn't treat me right. And I didn't get a chance to sing. I wasn't recognized.
Well,
there are no crowns for your recognition.
Amen.
Jesus.
Yes. Crowns come when we honor him with our obedience, especially when there's a call on your life.
Mm-hmm.
And this little bitty church is so blessed.
Yeah.
Callings that God has on you. God has on you. Some of us have resisted, but I'm pulling in.
Yeah,
we can't resist him too long.
Right.
He's too sweet. Hallelujah. He's been too good.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that wasn't even my message. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Even my message. I was thinking of Bishop was talking. And thank you, Jesus. I want to recognize the pulpit. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
First of all, the pastor of our church, Suffering named Bishop Verdell Jones. He's also my husband.
Where's
two sons? You have to learn how to get under your man and let him lead.
All right.
Thank you, Lord. And then he's also my pastor. Hallelujah. If he doesn't tell me right to do, my blood is on it.
Right.
He sees me doing, you know, not doing what I'm supposed to be doing in the ministry, then he has a right. In fact, he's required by God to say something to me. No matter how nasty I want to act.
Amen.
Just don't be nasty. Thank you, Lord. The story you told about the laptop. Thank you, mighty God. I was the one that left it. Just laid it down and walked off. I couldn't believe it. When we got up there, we'd been in the room an hour, as you said. And when he said, "Where's my laptop?" We searched it. We said, "It's just one little room in a bathroom." My mind just, it's expensive. He had stuff in it, you know. My mind went, woo! I felt like my head was up in the ceiling ready to pop because I couldn't find the computer. I was just, and then the Lord spoke to me the next day. And it drew me in. He said, "You haven't asked me." Took my man out of the ceiling, and down, I put my hands together, I closed my eyes, and I got with the Master. He knows everything. Nothing is hidden from him. He knows where stuff is laying. He knows our heart. He knows our hurt. Nothing is hidden from him. I closed my eyes, put my hands together, and I spoke to the creator of the universe. And I'm asking to help us find. I didn't pray no big time prayer. I just recognized who was in control.
All right. Hallelujah.
That he saw it. And then I let go. Because he didn't tell me right away. I just let go because I'd already taken my little problem to it. I couldn't do it. My brain was all up against the ceiling. I was about to blow a gasket in worry. Worry, you know, worry. At my age, worry is a killer.
Amen.
It's a killer. And Bishop said, you know, I appreciate my husband. He very calmly said, let's go to dinner. And that's what we did.
Amen.
Went out to dinner, and we ate, and we came back. On the way back, he says, let's stop at the desk. And there it was.
Wow.
I know it doesn't sound like much. It wasn't just that God revealed where it was. It's that he showed me again how to walk with him.
Amen.
I've been saved almost 40 years. And he has to keep reminding me all the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And it was so good. I used it 2 more times at the convention. This didn't go right, or I thought basically. And I just put my hands together, bowed my head, and I spoke to the master of the universe.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's so good.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
And he didn't fail me, not once. I appreciate the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus. I also want to recognize our capable leadership. Hallelujah. Assistant Pastor Thomas Person.
Amen.
that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint.
Yeah.
And to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
Yeah.
They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary.
Yeah.
They shall walk and not faint.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
The subject of my talk today is wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord.
All right.
Are you waiting?
Yes.
Are you waiting?
Yeah.
Wait on the
Lord.
The concordance, the Strong Concordance, it is like a Bible dictionary. It gives us meaning of words. And it gives the meaning of wait. It says, looking patiently for.
Yeah.
Look eagerly for. Tarry. Hope. Wait on the Lord. The word wait implies expectation. I mean, why would, if you don't have any expectation of something happening, why would you bother to wait? If you're standing at a bus corner and there's sign that says bus, you just stand. I used to just buzz it out.
Well, yeah.
It's the area that I talk about, bitch. And you look and you just keep standing. The bus was due 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And you're still standing. Then I am in expectation of something happening. It didn't come right on time, but am I going to run going back to my house? No. No. I need to get to my job.
Amen.
Even if I'm late, I've got to get to my job.
Yeah.
So I stand and I wait in expectation of the bus. I'm about waiting on
yes.
UK might have a championship game. I don't know in Louisville whether they do it here, but in Louisville, when there's a championship game, sometimes the colleges will have a group of tickets that they'll sell cheap, you know.
Yeah.
And if you want one of those tickets, you got to get in line and wait. And wait.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It might be raining, maybe snowing. But they're there, they're ready, they're prepared. Got a snack in their pocket. They bought their water bottle with them. Now they don't get this cheap ticket. Here's box. There's some box tickets in the line.
Yes.
They wait in expectation of something they desire. The reason they put up with the inconvenience is because it's something they really want.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The length of time you spend waiting will often depend on how much you really want it.
That's right.
Waiting on God.
Thanksgiving
time, that Friday after Thanksgiving is Black Friday.
Yeah.
And boy, can you get some good deals. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Folks line up. Sometimes they put up a tent, so they come the night before.
Yeah.
They have these little tents and they get their spot. Because they want that big TV. I don't even know what the inches are, but it's one of the big ones.
Yeah.
And they can get it for just $25 or something like that. You know, cheap. And they really want it. So they got their bottle, they got their snacks, they got their little, and they wait. Because they're in expectation of something they really want. In Louisville, we had a new Chick-fil-A store to open up. Anybody like Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Those are some blessed folk, let me tell you. They know the history.
Yeah.
They love Jesus. God's been blessing them. Anyhow, there was a new Chick-fil-A store open, and it had this deal going on. They had so many, they weren't tickets, I don't know what the coupons or whatever, for a 1 year, every week for a year, you got a free hamburger.
Yeah.
Ooh, somebody already said boo. I'm getting that line. I'm gonna wait. I'm getting in line and wait. That's worth the waiting. Our weight is dependent on how much we value the thing we're looking for.
Yeah.
Low value. Well, you're not gonna wait long. He ain't here in the next 3 minutes. I'm gone. But it's something that deep in your heart you really want.
Yeah.
You're going to wait. Folk line up, down the road. Look at this Chick-fil-A thing. In Louisville. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Waiting with the expectation of receiving a desired thing. You got to have all those pieces to get the thing. You've got to wait. You've got to be in expectation of, and you will receive.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. I don't have a whole lot. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 40 and verse 41. I'm just going to take you through the word.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 40 and verse 41. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall walk and not be weary. They shall run and not faint.
Oh, yes.
They that wait on the Lord will renew their strength. You know, in this walk with God, we go through tests and trials as part of it. Salvation does not mean that your life is going to be love, you know, everything. It's just not like that. That comes when you get to heaven.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
what we're
yeah,
pressing yeah. for. Heaven, trying to make heaven our home.
Yeah.
But between here and heaven, we're going to have tests and trials and struggles as we wait on our God.
Oh, yes.
Oh, but we have found out He's faithful.
Uh-huh.
He's faithful. Every promise that He's made in His Word, He keeps it.
Right.
Hallelujah. It's worth the wait. They that wait on God shall renew their strength. Because over here, it gets tired. I mean, we get tired. We sick. Sometimes we sick. Mm-hmm. We're waiting on God to heal. Mm-hmm. And He heals.
Yeah, yeah.
No doubt about it, He heals.
That's right.
But He may not come when you want Him. But He'll be on time.
Oh, yeah. Hallelujah.
He's an on time.
On time, God.
Yes, He is.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's on time.
Yes, He is.
He may not come when you think He ought to.
Uh-huh.
He might say, "Will you just follow there a little minute?"
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But He's coming.
Amen.
And they that wait on Him,
uh-huh.
when He does come, your strength is renewed. Hallelujah. You got to skill it all fired up.
Uh-huh.
You know, now, wait a while.
Mm-hmm.
Where don't perform to learn, too late.
Yeah. Amen.
And while sometimes he has us wait,
he strengthens
our faith. He strengthens our faith. Mm-hmm. It don't feel good. It hurts. But you learn I can go through hard things.
Yeah. All right.
I can climb when I don't feel like it.
Well,
I can pray and trust God.
Hallelujah.
No food to feed my children. You learn. That when I pray and wait, God will send somebody to the door.
Yeah.
Bring you just what you need.
Just
glory. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He don't change.
Hallelujah.
He did it for this one. He did it for this one.
Yeah.
He don't do it for you.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
So wait on.
Wait on.
That's part of the training. Those of us who are in ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes we have to wait on the word.
Oh, yeah, man.
You know, you study 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
You don't get it till the day before.
Yeah.
It becomes extra.
Oh, yeah.
You have to wait on.
Oh, yes.
Thank you. Sometimes we got to call. I know God called me to do thus and such. I heard him, and you did, but he's not using it.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Can you?
Yes.
The pastor hadn't said you could do thus and such yet.
Yes.
But you got this heart to do it. You just know God to. And God probably did.
Right.
It was 7 years before the bishop would let me in the pool. God's got a time.
That's right.
He knows you, and he knows the work he has for you to do.
Yeah.
He's going to allow you to be prepared to do what he's called you to do. Yeah, you don't have to go through it, man. Those of us that are in ministry. But you're strengthened by every bit of it.
Yes.
Because
yes.
God knows exactly where you will fit, what he wants you to do, and the preparation you're going to have to do it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Psalms 37:9.
Hallelujah.
For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth.
Yes.
They shall inherit the earth. Isn't that what we're looking for?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if you know the story about it, but one day Jesus is coming.
Hallelujah.
There's going to be a new heaven and a new earth.
All right.
And all this stuff's going to be gone.
Yeah.
There's going to be a new earth. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
And they that wait, with expectation,
thank you, Jesus,
on the Lord, will inherit. We're going to inherit it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Word.
Think about inheritance. Your rich uncle died. And left you some money you never worked a day for.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We are going to inherit
Jesus.
The goodness of the earth and the blessings of the Lord. Everything God said would be ours, we're going to get it.
Amen.
Because his faith.
Glory.
How shine. Mark 9:23. Bishop. Thank you, Jesus. Mark 9:23. Jesus said unto him, if you canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. If you can believe. Jesus said unto him, if you can believe.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the condition.
Mm-hmm.
All things are possible to
him. Uh-huh.
All things. What's the condition on all things being possible to you?
Believe.
I believe God can fill me with the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
I believe God can deliver me from this addiction.
Mm-hmm.
I believe God and make a way for my wheels. Wait on it and believe it while you wait.
Yes.
You know, the longer you do a thing, the better you get at it.
That's right.
I wanted to be a ballerina.
Well, bless the Lord.
And my parents couldn't afford it, so I sent my grandchildren to the ballet. Now I want to see them do it. But I couldn't afford it long.
Yes.
They started, they were wonderful. But I couldn't afford it long enough for them to get really good.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. If you can believe and hold on to your faith, all things are possible.
Amen. Yes, yes.
It's just that, like in my girls at ballet for about 5-6 years. Well, they'd have been so graceful and so pretty, and I'd have been so proud.
Well.
But they didn't do it very long. They never got really good. You don't believe but for a little bit of time, as long as you can see, you're not going to get stuff from God. But you believe. You're not believing in your maid to provide. You're not believing in your skill to do something. You're not believing in your paycheck. You're believing in the God of the universe.
Yes.
You created the heavens and the earth.
Hallelujah.
Atala Mosha, all powers in his hand. He can do anything. Nothing. He created everything.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
He made it.
Right.
So he lets you wait a while and practice your belief in him. You just practice believing me for a while. You get real good at believing me.
Yes.
And he'll show up and show out.
All right. Yes, he will.
Yes, he will. I know we got plenty of witnesses. I ask for hands. I don't know. You have waited. God has shown up and shown out. He'll do more than you even ask. Than you even thought to ask. Because that's the kind of God he is.
Yes.
But you gotta be faithful and believe in him. And wait. All right. Let's look at Mark 16. Now, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, mighty God. There are things that God has laid up for us. And I'm a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I can do no more or less than tell you how great he is. And what he has laid up for you, and to encourage you to get all you can get from this great God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He has a plan for each of our lives. He has a plan for each of you. Thank you, Lord. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned.
Amen.
That's just the word. Ain't no need trying to make you look pretty. That's the word. Believe it. Be baptized. You'll be saved.
Thank you, Jesus.
Believe it. Be baptized. Repent of your sin. You'll be saved.
Yes.
This is what God calls us to. Hallelujah. And look at that. And you shall not be damned. You shall not be condemned for your sin. Because even though he loves us in our sin, even though he sent his son to shed his blood for you and me, he knew we were sinners. He knows that. He knows our weaknesses, knows them better than we do.
Oh, yes.
He knows stuff about me. He revealed stuff about me to me.
Yes.
I thought I was here, and I wasn't.
Yeah.
He'll reveal stuff to you.
Yes, yes, he will.
When we're dead in our trespasses and sin, God sent his Son to shed his blood.
Good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
And because he died on the cross, he didn't have to go. He was about the Son of God. Mm. All power was in his hand. The song says he could have called 10,000 angels.
Right.
Get him off of that cross. Mm-hmm. But he's hung there. He suffered there. Mm-hmm. His life blood dripped from him. Mm. That blood that he shed.
Thank
was
you.
The blood that redeemed us. Mm-hmm. God, who loved us so much, made a way out for us. Mm-hmm. His Son's blood is our out.
Yes.
All we have to do is accept what Jesus has done.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, you died for me. I know you did. Forgive me my sin. I'm sorry. I repent. And he says he forgives.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not abandoned. Mm-hmm. He that believeth. Now you got to believe. That can sound like a fairy story. I heard that at Easter time last year. I heard that as all I was growing up at Easter. Jesus died on the cross for me. Mm. And it actually not have any meaning. But if you believe. If you believe. Mm. You mix belief with the words that come. Oh God, come see about you.
Glory. Hallelujah.
There is a weight when we walk in sin, and I can speak this from a personal experience. You carry sin so long, you really don't know what you carry.
Right.
And the devil puts a little bit on, a little more on, a little more on. And boy, you know what? You bent over with your sin, you don't even know.
Oh my.
Even though you're standing in your high heel,
right.
And you walk around looking good. But you are burdened with sin. But you've been carrying it so long, you don't know.
Jesus.
Until he takes it off.
Amen.
He lifts that load up off your back. Woo! I think that might be why we jump and leap and roll around so much.
Hallelujah.
I might be that just came to me. Possibility. whatever worked in your life.
That's right.
But God said that I believe in 36.
Amen. Amen.
And you don't have to be no preacher, no bishop, no nothing. With the Holy Ghost, baptism in Jesus' name, you can lay hands on the sick and they will recover.
Hallelujah.
You don't have to be no boop.
Well.
You just have to be filled with the Holy Ghost, which God is giving out every day to those that believe.
Mm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Acts 2 and 28. And I'm good. Acts 28 and 4. Acts 2. 28. I'm sorry. 34. Thank you. Then Peter said unto them, he was one of the disciples. He said, repent. He said,